I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Carlos Santana began playing mariachi on violin in the streets of Tijuana, but he was soon drawn to blues musicians, B.B. King, Jimmy Reed, and John Lee Hooker. At age 8, he switched to guitar and began developing his own sound, incorporating blues, rock, jazz, with Latin and African percussion. His father, Jose Santana, a mariachi violinist, was not pleased, but allowed Carlos to follow his passions.
I was born in 47. So from 47 to 55, I live in Autlan, Jalisco. It's a very small town. My mom brought us from Autlan to Tijuana. I learned to play the violin to help my dad with the rent and everything, you know. So I learned to play violin in the streets of La Calle Revolución and play all the songs, all them songs that Americans want to hear, you know. So I used to walk around the streets of Tijuana saying, "Song, mister, 50 cents a song."
How is it that the family left Tijuana and ends up in California?
My mother was always the person who said, "Nos vamos, we're going." And we all get into a car and we go. And she said the same thing from Tijuana to San Francisco, "Nos vamos." We save our money and we paid for a notary person to create the right papers for us to come in legally. My eyes couldn't believe the plentiness of the Safeways and Sears and Roebuck and toy department and so much food and everything.
You also were hearing, I assume, rock and roll, that side of American life. I mean, you had some heroes, right?
Yes, B.B. King, Ray Charles, Little Richard, John Lee Hooker, Jimmy Reed, Lightning Hopkins. For some reason, I gravitated more to blues.
What was the appeal of blues to a teenager in Tijuana and then into California?
Passion. You know, when you're a teenager, you have a lot of passion. You don't know what to call it or why. But it's a burning fire that's in you and it's got to come out, like John Lee Hooker said, you know.
Uh-huh.
So the blues has that thing that you immediately go, "Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun." And then you start singing your song like, "Oh, my God."
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'd be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun. I'm a man.
Yeah! Well, as the African-American music blues, it appeals to you, but how early on do you get hip to all this, African percussion? I mean, how did you become aware of that whole world of Afro-Latin percussion?
For me, it started in Tijuana because they used to have Música Tropical. They have different groups, Lobo y Melon. But not till I heard the combination in San Jose later on. I went to a picnic in San Jose, and in one block radius, there was three bands: mariachi, rock and roll, and música tropical. But I could hear all of it as one, and I said, "Oh, there it is. You know, there it is. There's Tito Puente and B.B. King, and I'm right in the middle." I heard Tito Puente in the radio like 12 o'clock at night. There used to be this disc jockey in San Francisco, and I was living in Potrero Hill at that time. And I heard, "Party time, it's party time, everybody wake up, don't go to sleep." And then they put "Oye Como Va," and I was like, "Whoa, this is rock and roll to me."
Oye Como Va, mi ritmo bueno pa gozar. Mulata, oye como va, mi ritmo bueno pa gozar.
I immediately said to the band, hey, check out this song. I went and got the record, El Rey Tito Puente, El Rey de Timbales. And they're like, but this is not rock and roll. And like, I said, I don't care, man. We're playing this music.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.